Heads on Fire from Oyawa, from the new EP Won't Even Try to Scale It. Who's responsible for that bit of feedback at the end there? Oops, hold on. Let's pause that.
That'd probably be Nikki in her madness at the
could
studio.
Be, yeah,
it could get
be
you anyone. A bit closer there.
It could be anyone, but it's probably Nikki.
Yeah. So I've got Miles Gillette and Brent Garrity from Oyawa in the studio. Welcome along.
Morning, Chris.
Morning. Yep.
So the band's been around for a while in a number of different incarnations, really, hasn't it? I mean, going back to the days of Hooper.
Yeah, well, we were struggling for a name at the time, and local resident Hooper was a big influence on the name. But yeah, no, we've gone through... Well, I think we've only gone through one sort of lineup change, and that was having Mike Brennan involved playing bass with us. He moved on to... He's now playing with Brendan Holloman, and Brett jumped on board. Has it been about 2 years now?
Two and a half years. Two and a half,
yep.
It's a long time.
And gone through some changes musically and as far as genre and feels, and I think with hooking up with Brett, I think we've found our spot, really. I think it the direction and the feel that we have at the moment is, yeah, we've found it.
So what do you think you brought to the band, Brent? What's the change of direction that you've contributed?
The inability to play properly.
Truth there.
It's just more, it's become, well, within quick succession, sort of when I joined and then Willem left. So we're always, Mike's just very busy in the bass playing, and I'm like, when they said, oh, we had a jam and they said, do you want to play? And I just said, yeah, that's cool, but I'm not going to be able to play his lines because I can't. Yeah, they're too complicated for me. And Miles and Nicky were quite happy with that. And it just become more, it's not raw, it's just
simplistic. But you're a songwriter as well, though, aren't you? So you've brought some material to the band?
Well, we pretty much write collaboratively constantly. But, yeah, the ideas come. You know, like I sort of bring lots of ideas to the table, like we all do. Yeah. So, but, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the recording of the CP.
Well, I was lucky to experience a recording session with Aaron Carpenter here on the island, up at a place called The Barn where we rehearse. And a guy named Daryl came over from town, who Derek Solomon knows quite well. And again, I had the experience of working with this guy, and it was just wonderful. And so I was convinced after that session that this should be and will be the guy for Oyawa. And he was happy to jump on board, and with his busy schedule, we sort of found a little window there and locked in and went over to Auckland. He's over in Newton Central there. He's got a little tiny studio there, and but he works magic. And so, yeah, we jumped on board and jumped into it, really. Yeah. He's a musician. He's a guitar player. And
a drummer. and probably many other things.
Yeah. I forget the name of his band. Do you remember the name?
Malevolence.
That's it. Sort of a speed metal band in town. And but, yeah, lovely guy.
So, I mean, you've recorded before, but it seems that this time round there's more of a push. You know, you've got your, you know, you're doing your launch shows, you've got it out there a bit more, yep. You've been pushing the airplay more. So what is it? Is it just time for the band, do you think?
I think finding our direction has really helped, you know, and having, how can I put it? What's the word I'm looking for? Just the unity between the three of us currently is so strong that, and the writing just keeps flowing. So yeah, it's time. And you know, it's we would get joy out of just rehearsing twice a week like we do, and writing as much as we do. With, you know, and if we can record occasionally, that's an extra bonus. But playing live, I mean, we all love to play live, so. We feel the songs are strong enough. We've got some feedback from others and also local student radio stations and also down the country are starting to play us a little bit. So, yeah, it feels right. Absolutely.
So the EP, you've got a couple of launch gigs coming up.
Yeah, we've got one at Artworks in, is it 3 weeks? It is 3 weeks.
Yep, June 25th.
25th, and then we're playing at Whammy Bar the next Thursday, which is the 30th, which would be great, because we haven't played for over a year. Mm. It's been, yeah, we didn't really realise that, but it's like, shit, we haven't played for a year, we're not out there a lot, so it's kind of scary, but kind of neat that we're doing it again.
And for those that don't know, Whammy Bar is on K Road, St. Kevin's Arcade in Auckland.
Yeah, it's a nice little kind of dingy place.
It's a dive.
It's
a
great.
Lovely dive, yeah.
Great feel to it. And Artworks on the island. Who else have you got on the lineup for the local show?
Derek with Solomon Cole Band have jumped on board. And they're always good to play with, you know. They bring some people in, get the place moving. So, yeah. They're on board for both shows.
So, Miles, back in the day, I mean, you've released, back in the 90s, I mean, you were in bands that were putting out kind of 7-inch singles and so on. So, I mean, nowadays, an EP, a release, you know, it's there on Bandcamp. It's not in a physical form. I mean, how do you find that kind of difference? Does it feel as real?
No, it doesn't. I'm struggling with it a little bit. We'll have some CDs, some physical CDs on the night in regards to merch, and we're considering a distribution deal with someone in Auckland. However, this whole, you know, digital platforms and everything else is just all new to me, you know. And like we were talking off air, the self-promotion around what's involved in trying to get somewhere is completely new to me, because I'm used to being involved with record labels that sort of take care of all that stuff, you know. So, yeah.
It's a strange world. It's not like it used to be, and it's kind of, you know, being our age, I don't speak for myself, it's really hard to get your head around. It's like, so you just put it out online and people just go and listen to it, and it's like, it's what happens now.
Obviously some pluses and minuses to the whole thing, but yeah. I mean, the thought that I can just pop a file, a WAV file up online, and, you know, within 10 minutes it's being listened to around the world, or capable of, is quite mind-blowing, really. Yeah.
And has this kind of sparked interest in recording some more? I mean, you've got a bit of, you know, you need to spend a bit of time getting this out there and promoting it and getting people buying it and so on. Yeah. But what's next?
We're going back in to the same studio with Daryl again in the end of July. We haven't really spoken about what we're going to do, but it's probably going to be a similar thing. We're probably going to just do another 5-6 songs, whatever, however long we've got. Yeah, however, yeah, we've got lots of songs to record, but it seems to be, it's a nice format, and the funny, what I find really bizarre being just from that old school of listening, and same as you, listen to albums. Yeah, you listen to an album, and now, as we can see on the Bandcamp and the SoundCloud things, people don't listen to albums anymore. They listen to songs, and they, you know, they'll go, and there's almost a curve from the first song down to the bottom, which has three plays, and the first one has like 200.
They don't have time.
They don't have time.
They don't have time to get through 13 songs.
Well, they don't have the attention span.
Well, that's right. That's it. Yeah. Which is, and it's, so, you know, well, I'd love to record an album, but, you know, 4 or 5 songs seems to be quite good. It's like, you know, it's a small window of opportunity that people might, yeah, go listen to, whereas, I don't know. I don't know what young people do. Do they listen to whole albums? I'm sure they do, but it's strange.
I've had to ask a few people in the industry here in New Zealand, you know, that same question on considering a release of some kind, and they were all telling me, look, you know, people don't have time for a full-length album, you know? Put out an EP, you know? Put out a couple of songs. This is their advice these days, just sort of get it out there. But, yeah, which, I mean, it didn't surprise me. However, yeah, it's quite different.
Strange. We tend to, the way we write, we tend to write in batches as well. So it's like, yeah, there's sort of 4 or 5 songs that have a similar sort of feel. And we tend to, it's weird how we do things. We sort of, we write really ferociously and then we spend, and we've got like, you know, 8 or 9 ideas of going, wow, this is great. And then it takes us 3 months to get those ideas to the fully formed song. So we haven't actually, to me, we haven't actually written a collection of music that we could actually put out as an album. It just wouldn't work. You know, there's enough songs, but they wouldn't have that. You know, I like an album to have a feel, you know, you know, sure. Not a concept album, but a little feel.
Yeah, some cohesion to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think we're, it's not that we're not there. I'm sure if we put our minds to it, we would do it. But at the moment, it's just like there are 4 or 5 songs that sound the same. And that's cool.
So it sounds to me like with the live show that these songs have room to kind of stretch out and extend for a while.
They do. Yep. At least half of them do. Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. So we can expect some nice jams and some noise and some feedback and so on.
Well, that's where we're
Half
at.
Of the course.
That's,
yeah,
what,
yeah.
That's what we love. I mean, yeah. We'll see on the night, to be honest. You know, yeah. I mean, you know, we, most musicians feed off the energy of the crowd. Mm. So, you know, we either keep things short and sharp, or if we've got a, if the night's rolling, then you know, just go for it, really.
Mm. So the June 25th show at Artworks, so are there tickets for that, or people just rock up?
It's door sales only.
Yep.
$15.
Yep.
Excellent. And doors will open at 7:30.
Good stuff. Yeah. That's a nice thing about island shows. It's nice and early for us old fogies.
Yeah, well, it's fantastic. Exactly.
You guys, I don't know how you're going to cope at your age with Whammy Bar. Yeah. I mean, Sheeps, you have to have a nap.
Yeah, we will, just beforehand. Yeah. It's great, though, isn't it? Like, you know, those, is Auckland the same? But, I mean, years ago, bands wouldn't go on to 11.
I think it's like that now.
It's just
it's terrible.
It's just like, oh, I don't want to do this. And you can, performing, you can't do that. You know, my body doesn't work at 11:30 at night. It's just like,
not when you've worked a full day,
no,
for example.
So yeah, having been able to play at 8 o'clock at night is fantastic. Yeah. It's your energy's still there. So
we opened up with Heads on Fire. So do you want to select another song from the EP for us to play and maybe talk a little bit about how it come about and so on?
Let's choose Do We Interfere?
Okay. Oh, no.
This features Brett Garrity, and he's got a little story about what it's about.
Well, is it? Was come it? On. It's open to things.
Come on.
All right. Well, okay. So, yeah. It's sort of, oh, really, it was about, you know, when the election was around, and we, you know, and you know, I believe that people's political leanings are their own, you know, and this is what's great about a democracy, that we can vote for who we like. And we were going out for dinner, and my wife and I were just going out for dinner with some friends, and we knew they were quite, you know, quite political. And I said to Lisa, I went, please, just don't start talking about politics, because you know it's going to end up in a big argument. And we didn't, but they brought it up. And it just became this, like, sort of weird, you know, well, if you're going to vote for them, it's a wasted vote, and you don't know what you're doing, and you don't understand how things work. And we're going, it's a democracy, you know, we're all entitled to this. So out of that became a little rant that I started, because, you know, part of the thing was, if you don't vote for a certain party, the other party's going to put a capital gains tax, and we're all going to be broke. I'm going, no, we're not. And so this little rant came out of that, and then the story embellished into some weird sort of time travellers looking after. It was very strange. It doesn't really make sense, but it does if you want. You can read into it what you like.
Excellent.
But it's, yeah, it's, someone described it. It's like Nikki sings everything else, and I get to sing on this one, but a friend of mine called me up, and after hearing it, he goes, hey, that song that you sing, it sounds like 80s Bricks Era Fall. And I'm going,
well,
that's a neat compliment, yeah, but I never thought of that.
Yeah, good stuff. So this is from the EP Won't Even Try to Scale It. It's Do We Interfere? And we've been talking with Miles and Brett from Oyawa.
School, work, wealth, capital gains tax, poverty and death. Birth, school, work, wealth, capital gains tax, and poverty and death. Birth, work, wealth, capital gains tax, poverty and debt. Birth, school, work, wealth, capital gains tax, poverty and debt. Sit here to watch over the kids to see they don't fuck things up. Just observe. Under no circumstances do we interfere. Need to learn. Maybe they've learned their lesson, get it right this time. Did so well, but something's changed, and they seem to have lost the plot. I was like, furious.
Great stuff. That's Do We Interfere from Oyawa. Their new EP, Won't Even Try to Scale It, is out now. You can buy it at Oyawa. That's oyawa.bandcamp.com. And head along to the release show at Artworks on the 25th of June, just $15. And it's going to be a great night.